Welcome back, episode 14, Mamas with Attitudes. I'm your mama, Kelly.
Izzy.
And Whitney.
And we're going to explore a few topics today about traveling. But first, hey, Izzy, how was your week?
Good. I started class again, school. It's my last semester and last class I have to take. So,
which is it? What class?
Math. I don't know. Liberal arts, I think. Something like that. It's math. It's math.
Isn't that like a major? Liberal.
I don't know. Something math. I don't know. It's just, yeah, I didn't sign up for it. Curtis did.
You should probably find out what class it is.
Yeah. All I know is I needed a math course, and I tried last semester with something calculus. Oh, it was so bad. I was like, 3-4 weeks behind. So bad. It was online, but like,
calculus is really hard. Why would you choose that?
It's not even an online where you can see the teacher and all that, like, video. It's just you do it by yourself. I'm like, I have no idea what any of this stuff is, and we're like week 4. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna fail. So I had to drop that class, and this is my last, or else last semester would have been my last. But no, this semester is, and Curtis is taking 5 classes. So,
wow,
what the hell?
Yeah, yeah. But okay, so funny. Sorry, because I already told you guys, but it's still funny to me because Tuesday was I had to leave a little early, and to get there, and I was on the phone with my friend, and right when I pulled in, I was like, okay, I gotta go. It's like 5:50. It was like 5:50, and the class starts at 6. So I'm like, I don't want to be late. I don't want to be the last person to get in.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, I gotta go. And I go, I find my class, and I just walk right in, even though I saw all these people waiting outside, sitting outside. And I walk in and I sit down, and then like he's taking attendance and stuff, and they all like looked at me funny, and I'm like, okay. So I sat down, and he started like calling people's names, and they're like, here, and then they all are they're leaving. I'm like, oh, so we just like show up and then get to leave. Turns out that was the class from before. So I went into the class that was already there. Aww. And I was like, oh my god, well at least I'm early.
Yeah. Seriously.
I got there early.
Did you say that there was some other kids though? That
yeah,
did?
I like after everyone like finally like left, there was like maybe 6 other kids in there. So I think they did the same thing.
Yeah,
I'm hoping, or they had him like twice in a row. For I don't know if he teaches like a different class before, but it was pretty funny because they looked at the girl like next to me. I was like, is this the class from before? She was like, yeah. Like, okay.
Awkward.
Oh, well.
Awkward.
Good thing there were seats still available.
Yeah, seriously.
Sat down somewhere.
Holy
so
shit.
That, yeah, so other than that, we're good. We're not, well, coming off of a cold or, yeah.
Oh, well, you know. It's that time of year,
It comes and goes.
So.
Yeah, well, we're kind of going, I don't know if we're going into it or what is happening with Carter, but we're going to go to the doctor today to try to figure it out, but to see if it's his second molars that are coming in, which, by the way, oh my God, when he, like, let me get back there and see them, they are, like, big ass teeth. Like, they are, like, adult, like, molars on.
Wow.
Like, I mean, they look huge.
Really?
Yeah, I just got her, like, the front ones. I don't know.
But yeah, the no, these will come ones, not like later, and then the second molars don't come until like after they're 2.
Wow.
So like he had his full set of teeth like pretty early, mm-hmm. and then it's the second molar started coming in, and they take a while, and supposedly they hurt the most, right?
Yeah, I would imagine.
I mean, they're big.
I mean, I don't remember getting mine, but
well, no, I know. I meant when you're kids.
Yeah.
But yeah, so because of that, I mean, he's been drooling a lot. Aww. And like, I mean, he used to get sick all the time when he was teething.
Yeah.
And so it's just the congestion, you know, and it's, so he's fine. Like, it's not like he's got tons and tons of congestion, but he's got this really bad cough that if we're not careful,
aww, poor baby,
he will throw up on it.
Aww.
So
poor thing.
Isla would like cough until like she gags or like she like tries to like make herself
I know that's what like, I know, and he kind of does that too a little bit, and I'm like, calm down. And then if he's like upset about anything when he's sick like this, oh my gosh, it's like then he just like gets and he's like, bleh.
Oh, you're Candacing me. Oh, no.
Well, Curtis is like, what is she doing? Like, what is wrong with her? I'm like, what? It's like, you know, when you feel like you have the tickle or something in your throat and you just want to get it out. Yeah. So that's probably what they're doing.
Poor thing. That sucks.
Yeah. So anyway, because which is the topic today, right, is going to be travel.
Travel.
So
yeah.
I think that was kind of like the inspiration to it was because we're going to be flying. So I just want to make sure he doesn't have an ear infection or anything.
Because that's going to hurt more when you get in the flight.
Especially if you don't have anything like to calm it down or like start taking care of it, like medicine.
That's what I was thinking. So I'm going to at least tell her, like, should I just go ahead and get a prescription and then, you know, start him on it. Because, I mean, he did have an ear infection recently, maybe like a month and a half ago or something. Mm-hmm. But before that, I mean, he had gone like maybe like 5 or 6 months without anything. Mm, that's so nice.
Yeah, Isla just got done with hers like 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago. And then we got this cold again. I was so scared that she was going to get an ear infection again because she gets so congested.
Yeah. But is it from teething or is it?
I think it
cold?
Is from teething. Yeah. Because her one of the ones in the front, not the front teeth, but the big ones.
Yeah, the canines.
No.
No. Okay.
The flat ones. The
sorry.
Flat ones in the front.
No, you're.
Are they molar?
I don't know
what they are.
Oh my god.
No. Like so not very, like actually.
No. I don't know what they're called. They're just the big ones in the front, but they're like the flat ones, you know, not the pointy ones. You know when you eat food and then like stuff is still there because like, like every time she eats something, I can still see it there because it's those flat ones that your food gets stuck on. That's the only way I can describe it.
Yeah, that one. Okay.
Yeah, those ones. So
you always get food stuck in. Okay.
Yeah, cool. Like on top.
Oh, that tooth.
Yeah, you know which one I'm talking about. I'm feeling it right now.
So Whitney had done something last week that I have to tell you. Literally, I laughed my ass off for like 2 hours after you.
Oh yes. I remember.
Okay. So Izzy has a key.
Oh, okay.
That she can press a button on the key on her key, and it
for
starts
my car.
Her car. She doesn't have to be.
I should never have told her. She wouldn't even have known if I hadn't said anything to her.
So I opened the door as soon as like you were done waiting. You're like, oh.
Yeah, so she likes to start her car right before she's leaving. And so I'm coming through like how our office building is. There's a back door that actually is goes right into Izzy's office because it's like the fire escape door. So anyway, I'm coming right around there and I see the car is on and I was coming from upstairs, so I had no idea. And so I just started waving like bye because it was the end of the day, thinking that she had left. And then all of a sudden the door swings open. Open and there's Izzy and I'm like
in the office.
You're like, oh.
I was like, I thought you were leaving. Like, no.
I am now.
She was waving bye to the car.
And I was like, oh my god, and I couldn't really see her in the car. I was like, wow, that is a really great tint job. Here.
Well, that's because Izzy backs into the parking space because she has to show off. And
oh my god! So speaking of driving, so yesterday Izzy, So everyone, I'm not the best driver. And neither, I mean, I guess Kelly, you're not like the best driver either.
No,
right?
No. That's why I drive little cars. I drive small cars, they're easier to be a bad driver in.
Well, like I'm able to drive the larger car. However, when it comes to like drive-thrus or small spaces that you have to go through, like
take out a
I just
tires
sometimes room. I'm just like, I'll pass on this. I mean, it was nice when I had the 360 view because then I could see like all around if I was going through those tight spots, but I don't have that anymore. And so anyway, I was dropping Kelly off at Tires Plus and I pulled pulled in the back way, and they had this little side street to go around the building. And the back, like, there was no entrance through the back. And so I said, well, let me drive up this little side area.
We held our breath.
Yeah. And I was like, Kelly, look on that side. I'm going to look on this side. I was like, if I don't make it.
Were there too many cars in the front? Like,
so the way that I pulled in, it was I turned before the
actual parking lot.
Yeah,
so exactly. She had to do an 8-point turn to turn around.
Yeah, so I turned around, which was like not great to watch while all the mechanics are staring at us. But then I have to go, and then I'm turning
up
into
the little alley.
Up this little alleyway. Oh my God. And like, so I tell Kelly, I'm like, okay, this is not gonna go well. And then they said, my luck, somebody's gonna come forward and it's gonna say, like, excuse me, can you back up? Like, I have to get through here. And at that point, I was like, I'm just gonna abandon the vehicle. And I don't know what to do. This is your car now. Yeah. Or say to them, like, yeah, you can back it up.
You got this. Go ahead.
It was so hilarious yesterday, though, when it was happening.
I know, we were both like, okay.
Because, of course,
they're like, okay, stop the car. I'm going to pee my pants. I don't have a towel.
Oh, it was so bad and embarrassing. And of course, like, you have all these mechanics that are like, you know, so good at just whipping the cars around. They're like staring at me, and I'm like, oh god.
You should just ask one of them, hey, can you turn this around for me?
You don't mind.
Can you figure this out?
Can you get it up this little tiny alleyway?
We're actually trying to get to you guys.
I'm trying to keep two rearview mirrors.
And then Kelly was like, okay, when you pull out of here, like, don't try to shoot across the highway. I'm like, are you insane? I'm not going to do that. I'm like, of course I'm just going to go
Did
into
you just
traffic.
See me coming through the alleyway? Yeah. Do you think I'm going to try that shit?
Like, what? Who do you think is driving right now? Izzy?
And I told her, yeah, Izzy did that earlier. And I'm looking at her going, son of a bitch. Show off. Bam. Always got to show off.
I just know how to drive.
I know. I'm just a very freaked out driver. Like, I got into a really bad accident, and because of that, now it's like I'm just not a super confident driver.
Yeah.
You know, I would have thought it had something to do with that, but I told you, I've been hit twice, not once, but twice, stopped at a stoplight. Mm-hmm. Like, I wasn't even moving. I was literally stopped. And I just don't understand it. Like, you can have an accident and all you're doing is being stopped at a stoplight. So that's why you just don't take a chance.
Yeah. Now, I have PTSD when it's raining and I come to a stop and like somebody, like, I watch the rearview mirror.
Yeah,
and I'm like, please come to a stop. Please don't hit me.
You,
like, because I've gotten hit like that and that scares me. But other than that,
I had the first one was I was at a stoplight over by Tiburon and the dude in his convertible BMW was drunk at 6:30. So it's like, must have been early bird special.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
No, 6:30 in the afternoon. Yeah. And he screeched his tires and barreled into me. And then the Roto-Rooter man hit him and pushed him back into me. And he was so drunk, he stood on the side of the road thinking that I had hit him. Like, what, I backed up into you or something? You see where my car is and you see where your car is? Like, yeah, no, you're gone.
Yeah.
So, you know, but it's just like the screeching tires, that sound now sends my heart into like overdrive. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God, panic mode. Yeah, I can't stand it.
Yep. Yeah.
And when I don't raining, like driving at night anymore either. And I know that that's an old lady thing, but.
No, yeah. I actually don't. I don't really either.
Not a long distance. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The lights mess with me.
Yeah.
So
I frustrate the Kurt with that because I don't. We used to be able to drive to Ohio in a day. So we could take a 24-hour trip and just drive straight through it and wouldn't have been a problem. But now I can't do that. No.
I couldn't even do it.
Because now,
I don't trust him driving because he's a terrible driver. And yes, I'm sorry, dude, you suck.
Yeah,
you're like the worst driver ever.
Oh my God.
Yes, and he's a horrible driver. But you know that Kurt taught Curtis. So yeah.
Yeah, I can see where
I mean, I don't want to say that Mike's a horrible driver. However, he's not a defensive driver. And in Naples specifically, I actually feel like this everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be a defensive driver because you have so many people that are around you that just don't know what they're doing. But in Naples specifically, we have a lot of older people here, and they are not paying attention at all.
Yeah, and they're from up north in that Ohio, Pennsylvania shit. And the bastards don't know how to drive in the rain. Sorry, people, but you Northerners do not know how to drive in rain.
Know,
you
Mike
can drive
is
in
like
snow,
it's
but
sprinkling,
rain,
and
no.
He's all freaked out. He's like, "Are you gonna be okay?" I feel like you should leave now. I'm like, ah! Okay. Like, yeah,
definitely.
I've like driven through tropical storms. Like when Hurricane Ian wasn't that bad, I wanted to go over because his parents, you know, as we said, still had power because, you know, they're on the cat grid.
So he has to be taken care of.
The cat emergency room.
Take care of that pussy. I don't know.
I was like, let's go ahead and go. And he was like, no, you just never know. And I said, okay, first off, it's not going to like all of a sudden in like 10 minutes, like just completely change.
No.
And I'm like, and it's really not that bad. Like the wind was pretty bad. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, besides that, it's fine. As long as I don't feel like the car is going to tip over, like it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah. All right.
But then again, I haven't driven in snow. So like, I can't
I would
say.
Be so scared in snow. Like, I don't know how people do that.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, and again, I'm making fun of the Northerners because I am married to a Northerner, so forgive me, please. But Kurt swore he could drive in snow. And literally the first time I drive in snow, he drove into a ditch.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. He slipped into a ditch. Yes. And I'm like, oh, you can drive what? Yeah, I don't think that driving in snow entails like
so
hitting
really
the ditch on the side of the road.
Bad driver
He's
anywhere.
He's just really that bad. Seriously. Like, there is no gift there at all for driving.
Gosh.
So, therefore, the 24 hours worth of driving, I would have done myself. And I can't do that anymore. There's just no way. No.
Curtis, his thing is he's not aware of his surroundings. I'm like, you need to be aware at everything at all times.
I look at Kurt like, going, your offensive
exactly
driving is offensive to me and you need to stop because it's just like, no, we don't need to sit on people's ass.
Yes. No, we don't need to do that.
I don't understand, especially I can't with Mike on the highway. Like, oh my God. Like, he won't start braking because he thinks that, you know, the people that are braking in front of him, it's probably just like a light brake.
I know, yeah.
Okay, you don't know though.
No,
that
no.
Could be a full on stop brake.
Yeah, that's
what
like
is
Curtis.
Wrong with you?
And on Sunshine, the road that we live off of, there's always like people braking and stuff like that. I'm like, Curtis, you need to pay attention. Like, you don't have to be like, you have to be like three cars away, but at least break a car away.
Yes.
Like, you don't know if they're gonna turn or if they're gonna like speed up or if they're gonna like just stop all of a sudden. Like, if you see their lights coming on, start slowing down. And
yeah,
oh my gosh,
I really am shocked by their lack of understanding.
So Mike is like, well, I've never been in an accident before. So yeah, you know what not accident he's been in? In high school. He supposedly was like just rushing out the door because he was late. He got into his car and he was in the garage. He got into his car in the garage and then all of a sudden just like turned the car on and just started backing out. He slammed into the car.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And so he's like, oh, well, that doesn't count. Like, I mean, that wasn't really an accident.
Oh,
I said,
my gosh. That's
that
like my
is
mom.
That's
the exact definition
like
of an
mom.
Accident.
But it's like just moving.
Your mother and her fight with the garage.
What?
My mom says that too. I because she's a really bad driver too, and she was born up north.
It's up north.
Yeah,
she's from Illinois. So Her driving is so bad. Yeah. I'm sorry, Mom, but she terrifies me. Like,
although I don't know,
her car holding on, like, I can't look at the road, and I just have to like not pay attention because if I do, I'm like freaking out.
I know,
but she's like, she hasn't gotten in an accident, but she has like ran into several things, like a light post, her garage several times.
Okay.
And the thing is that she has a backup camera. So I don't know how she's doing that, but she
like doesn't believe it. Like, you're tricking me.
Well, like, no, what's that Kayleisha, beeping for?
Kayleisha, love you dearly, but yeah, we won't let Kayleisha listen to this episode, but she would, she was in the parking lot at the high school, and she literally told me it wasn't my fault. She had an accident. She said, it's not my fault. And it's like, Kayleisha, you hit a light pole. Whose fault is it? I'm sorry, is it the light pole's fault? Did it like jump back? I mean, I don't understand. And I'm talking like one of those big light posts. Not like,
how
like
did she pole. Hit it?
It with the, it has the big barrel at the bottom, you know? And she backed up into it. And yes, because you weren't paying attention, dude. What were you doing? But yes, her words were, it's not my fault.
Well, didn't Chris have an incident with the garage?
Yes, but he said it was Kurt's fault because Kurt asked him to repark the car. So because you were told to back up and park straighter, you he took out the garage door and like pushed everything at the front of the garage to the very back of the garage.
It wasn't that he like he took the brake as the gas pedal or the
he mixed them up and he hit the wrong thing.
I mean, if you just slightly push on it, you can tell which way it's going.
Yeah,
so, like, I know.
Did you really like slam on that?
That makes me nervous for you to be driving in general.
Yeah. You warn me when you're out on the road.
Yeah,
stay away.
Yeah, exactly.
At least I can say I've never.
Yeah, but he will sit there and tell you, "I've never had an accident." Really, that was an accident. Yeah, so it's always the same excuse. I've never had an accident. No, you took out a whole garage door.
That doesn't mean you're not a bad driver. Yeah.
I know. It means you're not aware of your surroundings, exactly. Which is just proving
you
my
got point. Lucky. Yeah.
Yes,
but yes, we're going to Chicago, and we're getting a rental car because it was going to be way too much for us to travel with the car seat and everything. And rental cars, you can get one with a car seat.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. So, but I'm like really on the fence about if I should drive or if I should let him drive.
Well, I mean, if he's used to driving,
we have to pay for my excuses.
That's what I'm thinking. I know. And because I don't want, because
you're gonna be driving like us down here, and they're gonna be like,
my
gonna
excuse
be opposite
was
over there.
My excuse was always that you can't.
It's not like the opposite side of the road.
No, like they're gonna be like saying you can't drive and you don't know how to drive.
Oh yeah,
because you're not a bad driver like them.
Well, yeah, I mean that's the other thing is that I also know in Chicago, like the buses, for instance, like they just merge. Okay, so like you just
watch out.
You have to watch them because like they're not watching. You so yeah
I've gone over
scary.
There many times, but I wasn't able to drive, so
it's
know how
bad. It's like pretty bad, like there's quite a few accidents that happen, so.
Yeah, it's like Miami traffic.
And I also cannot parallel park. So either way,
I'm pretty
and
good at that.
Also too, I can't really park in like really skinny parking So like either way, even if I did drive, like I would have to get out of the car. Like,
you can park now. Now you can go.
We should have parallel and backing up lessons here for you guys.
Whatever.
No, backing up, like, I can kind of, okay? In the alley yesterday, I was very freaked out because it was so tiny. But, like, if it's, like, my driveway or something, like, I can back into that, but...
I can't do that either.
Oh. Well, no, with the backup...
I don't even try.
Like, the backup camera, though, has, like, the lines, so it shows
No,
you exactly.
I know that, but I still get... I literally get dizzy and just like lose. I just can't do it. I don't even try anymore. It's like, oh, forget it.
Should you be on the road?
Yeah. What?
Well, I'm not backing up when I'm driving on the road.
That's true.
When I'm on the road, I'm not driving in reverse.
It's funny because you say the lines, because I use the, like, I watch the lines, I watch the camera, and I do look at my mirrors too. But when I went and got the car, I was like, oh, it has a backup camera with the lines so it can guide me. And the sales guy, he was like, yeah, you should just be using your mirrors. That's just so you can see if you're straight, but you shouldn't be watching that. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to watch it. And look at me. I'm really good at backing up.
I use the lines when I'm going forward. But my excuse with the rental car for Kurt and I, we don't need to pay for an extra driver. It's like too much money. So,
yeah,
you know, because his driving is atrocious. And it's like, you know what? No.
Oh, although, oh, I didn't even think about that. Yeah. I'll probably just let him drive. I don't want to have to drive the whole time. And
I don't know. I'd be in panic the whole time.
Well, I don't get car sick in the backseat like you do. So, like, oh, okay. I can sit in the backseat a little. I don't know. I'm, like, really stressed about this because, so, my dad's second wife is coming, Kathy.
Oh.
So, and it's like so awkward because like, what am I supposed to do? Like not tell her, like find your own way to the hotel.
No. Seriously?
So she's
taking a ride with you?
So
why didn't she go with him?
Because he's coming with us because we only got one rental car. My dad was going to Uber from the airport. Like what? I mean, if we didn't have Carter, you just Uber or take taxis everywhere in Chicago. Like, or actually, I don't know why. But, I mean, my dad was okay when we visited once and taking public transportation. But like for some reason for him, it's like when I brought it up again, he's like, I don't want to do that. And so he's like, no, we'll just Uber places. And I said, okay, but that means then getting a car seat in and out of an Uber. And that's like a pain. And
yeah, every single time.
Right.
And then when you go somewhere, where's the car seat going
to
be?
That's what, and I said to him, I'm like, you don't understand. Like these restaurants like don't have just like, it's not necessarily how it is in Naples. Like they're packed. And so they don't really have tons of extra room just to store a car seat somewhere. Like a lot of times the tables are very close together as well too. Like it's just not, it's just a different atmosphere.
Just leave Carter in the car seat and take him out, sit him on the chair. And when we're done, carry him in the car seat back to the car. That's what you're sitting in throughout the whole dinner.
You would love that.
Oh my god.
But now you've got to like act as chaperone with her.
So anyway, so yeah, he said he was really happy that she ended up like booking her own plane ticket and booking her own hotel, because originally she was like, oh, I don't know how to do this, and like wanted me to help. And
oh Lord.
I was like, dude, you're an adult. Like you can do this yourself. Like if you really want to.
Is she just really bad at adulting?
Yes.
Oh. That's far.
Very much so. And so then finally, because I was taking so long, because we went on like on that trip for New Year's, she just tried to do it herself. And oh my gosh, she figured it out. So she was able to do it herself.
Yeah.
But she's supposed to be flying like the same flight as us.
Really?
And so I know. So what am I supposed to do? Like, not
just act like you didn't see her. Board before she does, or like after she does, like, hey, are you here yet? No. Okay. Like rush on. Just like get to your seat. So then don't even look at like the people coming in. Just focus on Carter. Then you get off.
Well, she's already gonna bring this up numerous times throughout the trip. I can guarantee it is that like dad got us first class tickets. And so Carter has his own seat because he has to since he's over two. And she did not. So she's going to be like...
Doesn't first class go first too? Like get boarded first?
Okay, they normally do, but I've been reading up on all of this stuff, and so this gets into our topic about traveling, because I've been trying to read up on like the best ways to travel, especially like flights and everything with toddlers, and they say to actually try not to board right away because even
they start getting restless.
Right, because then it's the least amount of time that you're going to be on the plane with them. So, I mean, we'll probably wait until, like, the last boarding number to get on. There. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
but I would do that. You have, like, an iPad and...
Yeah, so I did, like, a whole... The little luggage, like, backpack that I showed you in the car
very
the other
cool.
day.
I told I want a video of him, like, pulling it.
I got him, like, this little backpack that's, like, a luggage thing, but it looks like a little dinosaur. But it's cute. Actually really cool. It can turn into a backpack, so it actually, like, goes inside... I don't know. There's something that goes over it, so then it looks like it's the butt of a dinosaur. Aww. With a little... tail coming out, and it
that's
has
cute.
The spikes on it.
And it's a backpack.
And then it's a backpack, and it like hides the rollers and like all the rest of it, so it turns into like a backpack.
That's cool.
But anyway, so I wanted something. He's like obsessed with it now, mm-hmm. and I filled it up last night. I got like a bunch of different types of toys. Like I found these like removable stickers that he can put on like the window, because they suggested. Cool. And this is an article.
Like the clingy things, yeah.
They're like
okay.
The
you're gonna
stickers.
Have to send me this because in the end of this year we're gonna go to New York.
You are okay. Mm-hmm. I will. I mean there was the article that I was reading. I was like just going through and looking at it, and it's like every single toy that I got would maybe entertain him for like 20 to 30 minutes. Uh-huh.
See,
so,
that's something that we should do on the on our Facebook page or on the Instagram, is that just track what works to keep him happy and what doesn't work to keep
I
him
will.
happy. So like yeah, we can like
I definitely
offer
will and yeah. I'll actually tonight I'll take a picture of the backpack and the inside, mm-hmm. so that everyone can see it. But yeah, I did like a few, like Melissa and Doug, they have those like water pens, because those are super easy to do and then to mm-hmm. dump out as well too. They also have this like really cool like scratch pad that it's like just, it's almost like scratch off to get to say that thing. But I figured that's going to like keep them so entertained. Uh-huh. But it's like a little pad of that. There was magnet puzzles, because he just started being able to kind of do puzzles mm-hmm. a little bit, like the bigger
so
ones.
So is this like
that's
a
cool.
little kit or is it?
Yeah, like I mean I that's very well cool. no I found these and then I put it together like in the backpack, but they do have that you can buy, it just wasn't going to get here in time. They do have little kits that are like this, but what I did is I just went online and I just looked at the picture of the kit and then I went and found all of
that. Yeah, that's what I do too.
Yeah. So, and I mean, I ended up spending like probably about the same, mm-hmm. but I was also going to have to pay for shipping for it. So,
yeah. And this way you can choose what you think would
right,
work.
Right. Because everyone's going to be different. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, he does like coloring, but it doesn't entertain him that much.
Yeah.
And I found these really cool, like little like peanut crayons too, that is really hard for them to break, because those little like
oh
just
my
regular
gosh.
Ones, they break.
They break instantly. Like
yeah, so these are supposed to be like non-breakable. And then I got this little like buckle sensory toy. I don't know. I'll have to take the picture
yeah.
of everything.
Yeah, you should. Like take a picture of it all laid out and
yeah.
then a picture of the backpack and
yeah.
maybe
yeah,
put a link or something.
Let us know which ones he was the most.
Yeah. And then of course, yes, I did get him, which it should be interesting because he's never listened to the iPad with headphones before. Mm-hmm. So I got two different types. One that's like almost looks like earmuffs. Like
oh,
a little. It's
oh,
like
I've
the headband
before, I think.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I got those. But then I also got just regular like
headphones
like
yeah.
the larger headphones like mm-hmm. this. But you got to get the ones that are like the sound control.
So what are you going to do for like the ear popping?
Well, he's still on a pacifier, so we were going to give him a pacifier. I'm going to attempt, though, to do the lollipop, but the problem is that he doesn't suck that continuously, so I figured the pacifier is... I mean, Kelly, I don't know, you
No,
probably,
no, no, I agree, yeah, the pacifier is probably going to be...
Because I used to chew gum, but...
Right.
Right, but still...
He can't...
Right.
But the pacifier will do the same, like, sucking that will help... with the popping. So it's either that, or generally people tell you to like give them the bottle, and since he does still take a bottle, I mean I could give him like a bottle of milk like right as we're taking off.
Okay, well I don't know what I'm gonna do then, because Isla doesn't take a bottle.
Well,
like pop your boob in
yeah
her mouth.
I was gonna say you can always
hopefully by the end of this year that I'm not
how
doing
old is
that
she gonna,
she's
how,
gonna be two.
oh, so she'll like, she probably
almost two and a half.
I see. I don't know how strict they are when it comes to them staying in their seat like during takeoff.
Right. I don't know either. I think they are strict when going on.
Because they're supposed to be wearing their seatbelts.
Yeah.
Right.
I think they even recommend a car seat on the plane for them to sit in.
Depending on it, like the age, but once they hit two,
there's she's going to be two and a half. So
yeah.
By then.
Yeah. So I'm just hoping that he will be okay to sit by himself. Like, you know.
Yeah. Well, yeah, she'll take lollipops. So she loves lollipops.
Yes, she does. Yes. Yes, I personally know that one. So.
Yeah. So
we'll should get Isla a little suitcase too, because that's just so damn cute.
That one's so cute, the little tail and all. That's so cute.
Well, and then when it's actually the suitcase, it's like just the face of a little dinosaur, and like the front flap is like its nose and has little teeth.
That's really so cute.
Because I was telling her that I had gotten Christopher a dinosaur backpack that had the spikes sticking out of it and everything. And I was so excited to get him this backpack. And literally it was like $100 and something for this damn backpack. And I was so excited. And then he wouldn't take it to school. And I was like, what the hell?
How old was he?
Okay. So that was the point.
Cause that sounds really cool. If you're like in elementary
school. So he was in sixth grade. And he literally cried.
When she told me this, I was like, oh my God, is Carter hadn't gotten it yet. I was like, is he going to hate this?
I was like, that sounds really cool for like...
Yeah, okay, so it was a mistake. Okay, and he cried like when I told him he had to take it. He's like, no, Mom, they're just going to make fun of me. And he just cried like a baby. And I was just like, well, you cry like a baby, carry a backpack like a baby. But he didn't like it so much. Didn't like it so much, so that was a waste.
What'd you do with it? You had to return it?
Actually, it's probably in his closet, because you know the boy keeps everything. So yes. I'm going to say that it's probably still in his closet, because he's got...
Tell him to give it to
Carter. He's as bad as Kaylee.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah. Actually.
Yeah,
it was never used. It never got used.
If you still have it, I for sure will take it.
Yeah, it never got used to even once. But
that's my backpack.
Yeah, that's true. Now he probably will.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, okay. He asked me, so where's my Hess truck? Because I told you my mother gets him the Hess truck every year.
Yeah.
And
he asked that this year?
Yeah. He said, well, where's my Hess truck? So it was still upstairs. We got the gifts from my mom, but I hadn't given it to him yet. So it was upstairs. And I said, well, if you don't want it, I'm starting this thing with Carter with the Hess truck. So.
Oh, God.
And he said, that's my Hess truck. And I was just like, seriously, dude?
Oh,
like,
my God.
So, Mom, if you're thinking that maybe he's too old for it, no, not so much. Even at 20,
he's still on it.
That's like Hess truck.
That's like Easter baskets. I don't know, Easter bunny baskets. I still ask my mom for one, but she hasn't given me one since I went to high school.
Well,
I haven't gotten one, and I still tell her till this day, you don't want to go into a home, do you? When it comes to that time. Easter basket.
I don't
care what's in there. You can give me cleaning supplies, chocolate, like candy. Yep. I will still take it.
Damn it all.
She stopped like as soon as we got to high school. Like, gosh. So
Easter basket.
I'm gonna start making myself
going home.
One.
Going home. Exactly. I know. I tell my parents that all the time. I'm like, you should just be careful, because I'm the one that makes these decisions.
Just remember that, Mom. So, just tell her, but she still hasn't got me one.
So the other thing with the flying that I just remembered was taking a nap. They were so obnoxious looking, so I didn't do it. But it's like this like little blow up thing that you put like where their legs
where the
are
space
supposed
is
to,
at.
Yep. Uh-huh. And so then it turns it into like like a laying down thing.
Well, doesn't the chairs like recline a little bit?
They do, yeah. I mean, I think Carter's gonna be fine. You can always lift up the handle, and I was just gonna have him like lay on my lap.
Lay on your lap, yeah,
or something like that. I mean, because they were expensive. Like,
wow, yeah.
And
and then you have to think he sits in his car seat and sleeps in it too, right? So he's sitting up,
right? I mean, it's what I'm just And also, too, like, the flight is, like, maybe 2.5 hours, I think. And some of these people that were looking at this article were going, like, international. So if I was going international, I probably would.
Yeah, because how long are those flights? Like a day.
Yeah.
Right? Some of them can some can be, like, 8 hours or... Mm-hmm.
More than that, yeah.
For international?
Well, it depends.
12 to 16, I'm thinking.
Oh. Some of them. Yeah. It depends on where you're going.
Or, like, Japan, I think it's, like, 24 hours. Wow. To be honest with you, I don't know. I haven't been on a plane since before 9/11, so...
Well, I'm just trying to remember.
And I never
to Ireland.
Went overseas.
I think that was, like, an 8 to 10 hours. Do you remember with Kalisha?
Genuinely, no, I don't. I'm sorry. I don't recall. I'm going to have to ask her. We'll update you.
I definitely was a long trip. It was like 8 to 10 hours. I do remember that. I remember like having to prepare to sleep on the plane.
I've always slept in the car, like on road trips and stuff. So on the planes, I would always just sleep.
I know.
Too.
I have no issue sleeping either.
I have none.
Okay. So here's my other. Sorry. I just thought of that.
Okay.
Because now that we're talking about ourselves, so, do I like prepare like I normally would for a plane? Like normally I do, I'll like download a movie for myself or something like that. Like, do I prepare for that or should I just really know that it's
like I'm, you have to focus on Carter? No.
Right, which I did get these where the headphones go. They have like
two, like they separate.
The ones, yeah, but it's like six splitter.
Oh, that's cool.
So I did get one of those.
Is there like a specific movie that you guys all like? Like you, Carter, and Mike.
The one, oh my God, and this morning he was like freaking out about it. Like we were turning it off and he threw a full on temper tantrum until I pulled it up on my phone so he would go to the car. Uh-huh. Was the Santa Claus. Remember we talked about that?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, this morning he woke up and he was like, he asked for us to put the TV on in our room. Uh-huh. And he was like, Santa Claus. He was like, ho, 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 Merry Christmas.
So cute.
So is that why he's understanding who Santa Claus is now? Because he's been watching that. See, that note to self.
Yeah. And I tried to have him watch because I love the movie Elf, but I think that that's for a little bit. I know. I think it's like in more a little older.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the jokes. Really? The jokes don't have the same zing.
He's so funny though, and he's like. He hangs out with a kid most of the whole movie.
Carter liked it. He did. And it wasn't like it was entertaining, but it's nothing like how the Santa Claus is. Oh my gosh. It's like.
Which Santa Claus movie?
The Santa Claus. It's like with Tim Allen. It's
yes.
One.
Oh, okay. Those
first
ones.
One.
I love those.
But the first one, though, is like what he's obsessed with.
Yeah. That's so cool. I want to watch that now.
I like how you said that the Santa Claus, like the Ohio State. The Santa Claus.
But that's what I thought is that we could put on, I guess, like that was what I was originally thinking was, no, I should. But then I was like, well, what if he wants Mike to sit next to him?
Yeah.
And then...
like, and then you're off onto the side.
Yeah.
You guys could always switch too, so... You guys can switch.
That's true. Unless Carter's like throwing a fit and is like, no, I want Daddy.
Anything that keeps him calm through the whole flight.
And I know.
Wait until you get off the flight. They'll be like, do you want mommy now? Mommy's here. I'm right here.
Well, Mike's not going to know anything. I mean, Mike's not going to know what's packed in the bag. He's not going to know any of this stuff. So
it'll
like,
be like
it's
a surprise for him too.
Well, it will be a surprise for him, but he's not going to know like what's cool. I mean, I showed it to him this stuff, but he's not
gonna
but
know, did he pay
like,
attention
right exactly
cool stuff to do with it or like I mean it's just he's
I'm
not
still kind
know.
Of excited I'm excited now but I want to see all the different little things that he gets to play with. I'm kind of looking forward to it. Do you have to pack things
tonight.
For Isla to be excited about in the car?
Yes, well
we were
have
talking about this that the one long trip she did she was so little that it wasn't as
like because she didn't have a long attention span. Like it was like something you could show her and then she'd be done with it in like 2 minutes and
she's done.
But like now things she's like starts like actually getting into with things like an or a toy or like or the little phone toys. like before she would like look at it, but now she like dials on it and she like talks on it and all that. But before it was just like she'll look at it and then that's cool and then like throw it and just throw it. So, and now though she sits through movies too,
done, and I've seen that she'll be done with it and it just throw it on.
Yes, literally, she'll just throw it, just drop it or
okay,
throw
I'm
it.
Done.
Yeah.
Oh so, my god, your mommy, yes. You get that.
Yeah, I'm done. So that trip was, we did have to stop several times because I think she only had like one tooth or two. It was the bottom two, I think, and so it wasn't like she was eating full on like food like she does now. So a lot of it was like all of her baby snacks and stuff. So, and she was just getting tired of that, and she wasn't there, her movies and the shows and stuff, like she just didn't have a long attention span.
I could just see you, like, whipping the food out and like,
No, but I did pump throughout the whole time when I could.
Can you imagine that? Like, the one good thing about then having big boobs, they're like stretch.
It's just flat.
Okay, I'm gonna go poke my mind's eye out now. Thank you so much. Oh my god.
I'm not gonna say I've never done that.
Look, if it means that then you have to pull her over, then have to fight to get her back into the car seat, I will whip my boob out and we'll like pull it.
There you go.
Over, you know, I have done that before because I didn't want to take her out and she wasn't taking the bottle, and so yes, I did have to do that. But we did actually pull over several times because we needed gas, and then I was like, well, you know what, we'll just sit here for like 10 minutes and let her get out, let me feed her, and then get her back in.
Yeah,
so that was a long drive too.
What was the longest trip that you've taken with her?
I think it was that one, and it was like 16 hours.
Oh.
We drove from Florida to Georgia, somewhere in Georgia. It was long, and I hated it.
Would you do it again?
No.
Really?
We would fly.
I would never do it again. See, depending on how this goes, like we've got Mike's cousin's wedding in Maine, and we did think about driving. Yeah, I know. It's like a 24-hour drive.
Oh, Lord, no.
I know.
I would just fly.
But you have to, if you made it like a scenic kind of thing, so because there's just so many interesting
things to see.
What
we thought, though, is that if we did it that way, however, like neither of us can take that time off of work like that.
Yeah.
Like it would have to be like pretty much we would be having to take like 6 days off straight. Like I'm already feeling super guilty, hence why I keep telling you Monday, Tuesday, I'm gonna be around in town. Like if you need me to come in, like I can, but
I know.
Yeah, I'm already feeling guilty about taking just 3 days off.
No,
what's
you have PTO
for? I don't understand. I live with that,
I know,
that guilt.
But it's
so.
Still. It's,
I don't know how you guys live with that guilt. Not
I'm
yet,
just,
at
because
least.
I know stuff's gonna come up, and I know it's gonna fall to Kelly.
Actually,
so then I feel guilty about that. Like, if it wasn't stuff that I knew she was gonna have to take care of, if it does come up immediately, then it wouldn't be as bad.
Right.
But because I know that, that's where my guilt sets in. Is because I'm like, I know by me.
Oh,
now,
you just love me. Is
I
that
do.
It?
Oh. Well, I do. Like, if I mean for you, like the books will stay. Like, you know, it's
know.
Not like it's gonna be that big of a deal.
Mm-hmm.
Because
I just didn't want the clients calling and complaining and not.
But
I'm
see,
like,
and you called and checked in on
I
me
did,
and said,
"Did
so-and-so call? Did
I
anything
feel
happen?"
That guilt
you
do feel it.
You
yeah.
definitely felt it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was so scared they were gonna call. Like, where's my book? I'm like, I tried. I really did. And I tried to come in before and I locked myself out. So
you did lock
get in. I did. I tried every single way to get in and I couldn't get in. But at least I tried. I really tried. Like, I was so mad. I drove like an hour over and locked myself out.
Oh, because
so
you gave Curtis the car.
Oh my gosh.
He had the keys.
He had to take my car.
Yeah.
So annoying.
Damn husband, though,
I know. Yeah, no, but I will. I'll have to get with you later on in the year. Like, probably, I'm gonna hopefully plan like 6 months before the trip, I don't want to be a procrastinator, even though I am.
Yeah, I would not for this. Yeah. And then you should see his suitcase. Oh, actually, I may have to take a picture of the suitcase. Okay, just because, you know, having to travel with, I mean, I know that they probably, well, so he uses the 360 diapers. They don't have those everywhere.
Yeah,
and right. Like, I can't really just go to a CVS or a Walgreens and get those. So I have to fly with some, I have to pack some of them. Now, granted, like, if we run out of what I packed, like, mm-hmm. of course, like, we'll figure something out. Yeah. Yeah. And we'll use, like, another diaper that we'll find. Mm-hmm. But I'd rather not have to do that.
Right.
Because my luck, they would leak or something, you know?
Yes. And then you did the mess to clean up after that.
Exactly. Yes. Well, and so that was the other thing, is having to pack, like, very strategically. And so, like, each outfit I have in a plastic bag, and I have them labeled.
Yeah, I've seen people do that.
Yes, well,
and I did that in the very first trip. The very first trip I took with Isla was to Disney, when she went to Disney her first time.
Yep.
And I packed all her outfits every single day. I packed the outfits in a Ziploc bag, and then I had two or three extra outfits in the diaper bag. And it came in handy because she did explode in her diaper at Disney, literally on Curtis. Wasn't it on Curtis?
Yeah.
And the Ziploc baggie, I put the dirty ones in there, and I didn't have to worry about it.
Well, and that's what, so I have an extra set that I'm, like, bringing that is, mm-hmm. like, long pants, long clothes that'll be in my bag. But then I have one extra set of clothing, too, that I packed in the suitcase. But then I've pretty much packed all of his winter clothes because he lives in freaking Florida. So yes. I have, like, no other warm clothes that I can pack for extra. So if he goes through the two that I have packed, I don't know what we'll do.
Yeah.
And for the different days, I mean, he's just going to have to, I'm having him, like, wear the same pants and then just mm-hmm. change his shirt, like, for dinner.
When I was little, I used to go to my aunt's house in Illinois. Excuse me. My nose. And my mom didn't pack enough winter clothes. And so we had to go to JCPenney and get, like, because it started snowing and it was that cold. And so I had to get this sweater. And actually, it wasn't a sweater. It's one of those puff jackets.
Yes.
And I remember because it was a bright blue puff jacket. So I looked like a blueberry. Like, I looked like that girl from Willy Wonka.
you're turning violet.
Yes.
But it was like this blue puff, like, huge jacket. I'm like, Mom, I don't want to wear this. But it was, like, the only one there, so we got it. So I'd wear that around for a long. But, like, I've had that coat for so long. I don't have it anymore, but I used to have it for so long, and I only used it that one time.
Oh, no.
That's why, like, I got two jackets that, just because it has been colder mm-hmm. here, so.
Yeah, the past week, yeah.
I figured that he could layer both of the, because one is, like, more of a
layering
sweater.
Is the key, so yeah. you don't have to get, like, a ton of heavy stuff, but you can layer things on top,
like a long sleeve, then a sweater
and then this jacket. Yeah, and then I have a jacket,
so you don't have to necessarily
and then
get
I got
a whole
him
bunch.
a little hat that covers his ears too. Oh. And then I got
gloves.
Yeah.
Super cute pics. Come on, you gotta take them and share. I can't wait to see.
So is it snowing there?
It's not. It's gonna be, like, the lowest will be in, like, the 30s.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll be, like, 40s to 50s in the days.
You're going there to visit your brother?
My older brother, yeah.
And then the lady that's coming
is my little brother's mom. And my little brother is coming too.
That's why the hope was. What is she got to be there for?
No, that's why I'm trying to figure out why.
Why is she? Why? I don't know. Because he invited. I was with my mom and I were talking. I'm like, why did he?
Is your mom going?
Her? My mom's going. Yeah. Like, they,
where's his first wife?
Well, my mom is his first wife.
Oh, okay, his first
and
wife.
Then, and then second Kathy wife is his second wife.
And she's going. And does he have a third?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He doesn't talk. He doesn't talk to his third. His fourth is Andy, and he doesn't really talk to her.
Oh, what about the girlfriend?
Oh, well,
she didn't want to come.
No, he was gonna have to tell her because we took the last seats in first class, so she wasn't gonna be able to come anyway. unless we like stuck with his coach
with his second wife.
you sit back here with her.
Keep her company. Hey, you might want to take an Uber with her. Your dad could take an Uber with both of them.
Oh, it'd be super awkward. When he found out that Kathy was coming, he was like, he did not want his girlfriend to come. But then I found out that they, which I'm not going to text again like I did last time, but I found out that they broke up last Friday.
Oh, so,
yeah, she was like, I guess, kind of, they were supposed to go to dinner and
she bailed.
Well, she flaked. Yes, what they were meeting actually her friend couple, and then he went to her house to go pick her up, and she was just not there. She wasn't answering or anything, and then it was 45 minutes later she finally picks up, and she was at like the tavern downtown, like this bar.
What?
And there was like guys in the background too, so she was just sitting there like.
But they were meeting
drinking.
Her friends.
Mm-hmm.
That yeah. are a couple.
Yep.
Oh, and my so, God.
So, like, my dad just, like, called the guy and said, hey, look, I don't know what to tell you, but, like, she, like, this was so disrespectful of my time. It's disrespectful that she, you know, was there with, like, guys that
right.
I don't know. And it just, the whole situation was just disrespectful.
I feel like she's always been like that, because when we had that going away party,
mm-hmm.
just her seeing her across the bar, like...
Yes, that's true.
That was weird. Like, George is here and she's
I know.
Over there.
And generally, like,
surrounded by guys.
Well, and some of those were gay guys, so it's like, oh. but
well, see,
not
I wouldn't
all
know
of
that.
Them. But not all of them. But that's what
but
her excuse
still,
her
weird.
Excuse for this one was, well, they're all married, so why do you care? And then George was like, okay, but if they're all married, then where's their wives?
Right.
And if they're not here with their wives and it's a Friday night
uh-huh.
And they're at a bar right now, then why are they talking to you?
Right.
So, like,
yeah.
you're not making me feel any better by
yeah.
saying they're all
ding.
Married.
No, because, like,
ding, 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 ding.
That doesn't
yeah.
stop some people. So
not at all. Actually, either could have applied.
Yeah, I was about to say the yeah. clapping worked well.
Yes.
No, but how did that look on his on her friends then? It's like,
yeah. Well, yeah, it looked flaky to her, but he just called because he does like the one guy. He works at a financial institution, so like they get along well.
Mm-hmm.
And he had called them when he couldn't find her and said, hey, I don't know what to do. Like, I can't find her. So they started calling her. And so I don't know if it was because they started calling that she finally picked
answered,
up.
Yeah.
But then... That's when he called after
yeah,
speaking to her.
That's kind of super embarrassing. Like, what
it's
the hell?
It's very embarrassing.
Like, oh, no.
Because then she was like, oh, don't worry. Like, not even apologize. See, the worst part, too, is when she does this stuff, she, like, doesn't even apologize. Or she doesn't even say, like, oh, I'm so sorry I lost track of time or anything like that. Like, she's just like, oh, it's no big deal, honey. Like, don't worry about it. Like, it's okay
oh,
and all this. And it's like, okay, but it is a big deal.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
yeah.
I
to
mean,
you, not, but
I know
to
that
me
she wasn't
is.
Doing it like maliciously or anything,
yeah.
but it's still like you need to apologize and then we can move on. But
yeah, yeah.
anyway.
All right, so we're gonna follow up with next week with the
yeah.
after traveling,
yes, and how
you know,
it went.
And figure out what worked, what didn't work, and
yeah.
definitely you gotta
and definitely
follow
pack
up on
for
our
yourself
social media.
Too for the plane in case
oh,
Mike
oh,
in
Mike,
case Mike
oh, yeah,
does
don't
it in the
your
middle.
I am gonna do that, but I was
don't
just
forget
gonna
your
say
underwear.
I already have packed for myself. I didn't care about Mike. I packed for myself. I know I have underwear, bras, socks, and outfits. So I am all packed for that. But yes, I am going to like download stuff on my phone.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's
keep
like...
yourself entertained.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
All right. Well, if you guys ever want to email us with topics, comments, ideas, please do. It's Mamas with Attitudes, Mamas and Attitudes is plural, @gmail.com.
And we haven't posted in a while, but
maybe I'll post this.
We'll probably go back on some other episodes and post that too.
Yeah.
But you can find us on Instagram and Facebook under Kelly Whitney Isadora or Mamas with Attitudes.
And as we always say, you may love your daddy, but word to your mother. See you on episode 15. Oh, no, wait.
Yeah.
You hear us on episode 15. We'll talk to you. Bye.